Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back 29 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Joe Labava is our guest. Joel Labava is the franchise king. He is the author of Become a Franchise Owner, and among others. And franchiseking.com, is that right, Joel?
The franchise king.
You got to put the in front of it. The franchise king.
That's right.
So we're talking about the three P's of franchising. We're talking about partnership. We talked about that earlier. Power, the power of franchising. It really is a powerful way of a business model. No question about it. But none of that is good. None of that is important as being profitable, because cash is the oxygen of a business. But profit is the muscle, right? Profit is the building, the putting the muscle on the bone. It's the reserves that you have to make sure that you can capitalize growth. And so you can think cash short term, but long term you got to think profitability, don't you?
That's right. I don't know many people who go into franchising wanting to become a nonprofit business. So it's
right.
Really, you know, right. It's really, eventually you must get profitable. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there's no reason to do this.
And that's the structure. When you have a franchise, that's their goal, right? I mean, they have things set up to help you make sure that you know how to get to profitability, which unfortunately is not always the case for most small businesses.
That's right, but you have to be very, very patient when you start any kind of business, because the profit does take a while to kick in. You've got to reach break even first.
Right.
You have to be really, really patient. If you are coming from a corporate job where you're used to having a paycheck every month, all of a sudden you're not getting a paycheck. It's a pretty rude awakening.
It's a shock.
To say the least. Yeah, to say the least. But I'll tell you, Jim, I was taught long ago that one of the best parts of the franchise business model is that it's one of the few businesses that you can invest in where you can find out pretty much how much you're going to make before you invest.
Mm-hmm. Because the other thing,
by
doing research
the right way, yeah.
There are examples out there. There are people who are operating a franchise in a market the size of yours. And they kind of know what your expectations are, don't they? If you follow the rules, if you color inside the lines, and you work hard like a business owner does, it shouldn't be a big surprise, right?
That's right. And if you do the research the right way, and you talk to franchisees that are actually living the dream that you want to live, they'll tell you how much they're making. You just have to ask it carefully. Nicely,
right.
And not in the first 2 minutes of a conversation.
Right. Yeah. And also, they have to, what he's talking about, folks, if you're thinking about buying a franchise, this comes back to the due diligence that you've helped us with so much over the years, Joel, understanding how to do the research on what you should buy, who you should buy from, you know, what you should be doing, if you even should be a franchisee.
That's right.
One of those things you've always told us is you have to talk to people who are already doing what you want to do. And if you're lucky, find somebody who failed at it and get them to open
That's
up
right.
about it, right?
That's right. That's
but,
right.
But you do need to have the profitability
you might
question.
Be able to find out.
You do need to have the profitability question. How do you ask the profitability question and do it the right way?
The right way to do it is to take yourself out of the sentence and to take the franchisee you're talking to out of the sentence and ask it in this way. If one were to buy this franchise, could one reasonably expect to make X amount of dollars within a couple of years?
Mm-hmm. Or how about this?
When you ask it that way.
Instead of presuming how much, you say, what would it be the expectations of one over in a couple of years? What would be those expectations?
Right. Or a combination of both. The main point is to not put the franchisee on the spot and not make it sound like you're asking about his or her business personally and taking yourself out of the equation by saying one instead of I. It's just kind of a psychological thing, and it's using the third person, and it makes it a little easier to get that profit information.
And you're right.
And I teach it in my book and in my consult.
It doesn't need to be the first question or two either, as you say. But could you also say what do you think is the typical time to taking a regular paycheck out of the company? And don't be surprised if they say 2 years, right?
That's right. That's right. People need to know this going in. Mm-hmm. And that's what I talk about. I'm straightforward, and I tell people this all the time. Be patient. It might take a couple years.
But you got to look at it. You got to say, okay, you're asking me this question. You're getting jumpy about 2 years, but you're 43 years old. You're going to be doing this for the next 25 years. What's 2 years against 25? You know?
Right.
You have to think about it like
that. You got to look in this. You got to look in a long-term view of this. It's not a short-term solution.
Yep. So the folks, it's all about partnership, power, and profitability. Is this on your website, Joel?
Yes, there is a blog post on the website. I just put it out on Twitter, and I'll put it out on Facebook also.
All right, so check it out, folks. Joel Abava, thefranchiseking.com is the website. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We always love it when Joel joins us. We get smarter when he's around. Joel Abava, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Just like
all. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.